The Gemara ends with an Ivaya Seima, Nas Nehuva Amahu Mekudeshes, Nas Nehiva Amri Eina Mekudeshes, Nas Nehuva Amri Hi Sveikehi Vichayshirim in Rabbanu. Nas Nehuva Amri Hi. The Gemara says it's a Safik, Vichayshirim Midrabanan. What's a Safik? Hashub Shat. What's the suffix, Sveikehi? It's a simple taich. So you could learn, according to Gemara, two ways. Nasan hu va'amrahi is a suffix b'mitzias. The suffix is what was his kavana. So Sveikehi means with suffix. We don't know what he meant. If she gives, does he mean to do things based on what she says or not? According to Suffolk and Metzias, I believe Daphne Maluim learns that way. Teaches the Gemara as a Suffolk in the Metzias, so what his Kavanah is. Or you could learn that it's a Suffolk in Sveik of the Dina. It's a question in Halacha. Is Haramira good enough? Rabbi Kidega writes that way, that the suffix is a sveikat adina, it's a suffix in halacha. Har amira, and his intention, is that good enough or not? These are two ways to learn the suffix. But the Gemara's maskana clearly is suffix huv amrihi sveikahi. So we'll discuss a little bit the underlying issue of amira by kiddushin, the Rav Arachbe that we once touched on. Hopefully we'll come away with a little bit of a clarity in this. The question is, why an Amira? That's the question we began with. Why is there an Amira by Kedusha? Why do you have to say anything? And the Pashup Shat, the purpose of Amira, is just to convey a person's intention, to show what the person means. That's the purpose of an Amira, to show the intention of the person. Rav Baruch Ber, in the first Berachah Shmuel, says B'Shem Rav Chaim, that no, an Amira is a halacha that requires Amira. It's a din that you need an Amira. Part of Kiyikach, just like Kiyikach requires that he give a ring, Kiyikach also requires that he say Hariyat, or he could do Asukim B'Sinyan. Right, we said either he says it or else he's Mekadisha with Asukim B'Sinyan, meaning that if they're involved in Kiddushin, it's also good. Because somebody's Mekadisha with Amira, it's a din Amira, it's a din that you need an Amira, not just to convey his kavan.
What's done? You don't want it. I'm clear.
It's like two kinyanim, he says. You have a choice, just like you could do either Shtar or Kesef or Biyah. You could do either Asukim B'Sinyan, you could do. Yeah, but the Amira also is Xeris HaKasuf. So that din that the Torah requires, two things for marriage. Requires one, either Keser Shtar or Biyah. Two, either Amira or Asukah B'Sinyan. You have to choose one from each group, and then you can, and that makes a Kiddush. This is Rav Arachbe's Shita. Now, it's a Chiddush. The whole Rav Arachbe is a tremendous Chiddush that you need an Amira, and there are both a number of Rayas to it and a number of Nafkaminas. Rav Arachbe brings in the beginning of Siman Aleph three rayas to this. One raya is from the Gemara Nedarim and Avav. The Gemara is in Ibaya, if yesh yad l'kiddushin or ein yad l'kiddushin. The Gemara is talking there about a yad b'chiyach, about a clear yad. The example would be a man goes over to a woman, says Hariyat Mekudesh Sliba Tabazu, and then a second woman he says Ve'at, and he gives her a ring also. Ve'at meaning and you also. So to the second woman he didn't say Hariyat Mekudesh Sliba, he just said Ve'at, you too. It's clear 100% what his intention is. That's not a suffix. The Ran says that in the Dharma. The Ran says clearly we know exactly what he means. It's a Yad HaMechiyach. We know he means to marry her, no suffix. And yet, there's an Ibayah in the Gemara, if this woman is married to him, even though he said the word va'at, and it was 100% clear exactly what he meant, And nevertheless, it's a suffix. So for a fair, if you're going to learn that the whole purpose of Amira is to convey your das, so what's the Gemara Zibaya about a yad? Avada the yad is good. Elamai, so for a fair, no. It's a din that you need an Amira. The Torah requires, ki yikach means two things. He has to give her either Keser Shtarabia plus an Amira. If it's a din, you need an Amira, so then you can have a shayla. Yesh yad or ein yad. So that's the first raya, and that's, I think, the most, the clearest, the strongest raya to Baruch Be. Baruch Be brings a second raya from our sugya, from Nasan Huva Amrahi. Baruch Be learns that Nasan Huva Amrahi is no shaila what his das is. Because Nasan Huva Amrahi, as I told you last week, means the Amira was first. Even though the expression is Nasan Huva Amrahi, we're learning the Gemara, like Hamakna, others say, that it means she first said, I'm going to be married to you with the ring you give me. And then he gave the ring. So there's no question Zohar Baruch Be'ah was a shiloh, what his intention is. Of course, if she says, if you give me the ring, I'll be married to you, and he gives the ring, clearly he means to be married to her. So what's the Gemara Shaila? Is it good or it's no good? What's the Sveikahu? What's the Gemara Safik? So Baruch Be'ah learns that the Safik is if that's good enough Amira to satisfy the Torah's requirement of Amira. His responding to her Amira by giving. That's the Safik. Or Baruch Be'ah learns that Avada, it's an Umdina, we certainly know what he meant. So he brings a raya from Adam Chashuv. He says, by Adam Chashuv, what's the case of Adam Chashuv? He says, I'm going to be Makudish with you with this that you give me. And then she gives. So we see that her response, we assume her das is Kedushin. He said and she gave. Just like if he says and she gives, we assume she means Kedushin. The reverse is also true. If she says and he gives, we should assume. So the raya is only, it's true. The raya is only based on Rav Baruch Be'er's assumption. Well, Rav Baruch Be'er, well, he attempts to prove it. Now, I told you, I have two ways to a sveika. The way the Avdi Malum learns that if the suffix of Mitzias, Baruch Be'er's raya wouldn't be a raya. So what's Rav Baruch Be'er proving from our Gemara? He's saying, his das, we know his das. No shayla what he means. The Gemara's suffix is that good enough? She does the Amira, and he gives, is that good enough? Sveika the Deen. Well, Baruch Be'ah is learning the Gemara that that's the suffix. If you learn that it's a suffix what he means, then Baruch Be'ah's raya falls off. Because if it's a suffix, if he means Kedushin or not, so then the whole Baruch Be'ah falls apart. The whole Baruch Be'ah is assuming that it's a vadai. If a woman tells a man, I'm going to be married to you if you give me the ring, and he gives the ring, Rav Baruch Be'ah assumes that there's certainly an umdina as to what he meant. And based on that, he brings a raya. Right? You can say he can learn the Gemara differently. Rav Baruch Be'ah's third raya is from a rush. At the end of Thursday's shiur, somebody mentioned, what would be the din if he says, she speaks, she says, I'm going to be married to you if you give me the ring. And he says, yes. He says, hen. He says, I agree. Is that a good kedushin or not? Is that called amarhu? So Baruch Be'ah brings from a rush that says it's no good. Pretty strong raya, you know. Why shouldn't it be good? She says, if you give me the ring, I'll be married to you. And he says, yes, I agree. And he gives it a ring. So the rush says, it's not a good kedushin. It's a suffix. It's amrei. Life's a regular kesam. So Baruch Be'ah, what's going on with this rush? How could it be a suffix? Not only gave it, but he said, I agree. It's no good. It's a proof that when he's Bekadish with an Amira, it's a din that it has to be a proper Amira. It's not good enough, half Amira. Now this third Raya sounds like a solid Raya. I should point out, it might be a solid Raya in Shitas HaRosh. But we don't paskin like the Rosh. We paskin that if he says yes, it's good. Shulchan Aruch and Simcha Zayin, it says Beferish. We don't paskin like the Rosh. We paskin that if he says hen, it is good. So this third Raya, it might be a Raya in Kavanas HaRosh, but it's not a Raya Ladina. It's not a Raya LaHalacha. That brings it, if you don't look at Shulchan Aruch, just look at Baruch Be'er, sounds like such a strong Raya. Maybe it's a very attack as a strong Raya in the Rosh, but it's not a strong Raya LaHaloch. Well, Kapanim, these are the three Yisaydes of Rav Baruch Be'er, the three Rayas of Rav Baruch Be'er. And in Be'ela we have the Yisayd, which called Rav Chaim's Yisayd, or Baruch Be'er's Yisayd, that if you have a Kaddish with Amira, it's a requirement of Amira. If you have a Kaddish with a Sukkim by Sinyan, then that's good. If you have a Kaddish with Amira, it's a requirement of Amira. This is the Chiddush of Baruch Be'er. And no question it's a Chiddush. Pashtus, Reb Shimon writes, Beferish, not that way. Reb Shimon writes that Amira is only to be Megal Hasdas. And I think, even though I'm only quoting Reb Shimon, I think everybody who doesn't explain, Pashtus one is not like Reb Baruch Be'er. But Baruch Be'er holds this Chiddush that Amira is a din. I mentioned nafgamina last time. If at the wedding a man says Hariyat Mekudesh Esli and the Eidei Kedushin don't hear what he's saying, and it happens sometimes at a chasana, that the Eidei Kedushin don't hear what the chasan is saying. They're supposed to be close enough to hear it. Sometimes they didn't hear it. They were either step back or there was noise. They didn't hear the Hariyat. Is that a good Kiddush? Now, if not for a Baruch Be'er, I would say, of course it's a good Kiddush. There are Sukkim by Sinyan. They walk down the aisle, and she's wearing a gown, he's holding a ring. Of course it's a good Kiddush. And I think I mentioned to you that Rav Moshe was not that way in Maisa Shehayu, when they didn't hear the Kiddush, and Rav Moshe said, don't worry about it. It's a Sukkim by Sinyan, that's the Pashtus. But Rav Baruch Be'er says, no. If you're mechavin to do a kedushin with Amira, then you have to do it with Amira. If the chasen was mekadish with Amira, the Eidim have to see the Amira. It's not good enough that the Eidim see a sukkah by sin. If you're doing kedushin, the Eidim have to see the kedushin. And if now you have to do it over, it's not a kedushin. And that's Rav Baruch Be'er Shita. And I think I mentioned to you last time also that Rav Palm was chayshish lemaisa. When Eidim said they didn't hear the Kedushin, it was Cheshish from Rav Baruch Be'er. He said then that it's not only Rav Baruch Be'er, it's Rav Chaim. Rav Baruch Be'er is going to Rav Chaim also. So he made them do the Kedushin over, to give the ring, and then do it again, to return the ring. But
what's
missing is that the Eidim did not hear the Amira. So Rav Baruch Be'er learns that when you Mekadish B'Kesef, there are two parts to the marriage. Kesef and Amira. If you do Shtar, it's Shtar and Amira. Right? Or be an Amira. But there are two parts. There's the Kesef and the Amira. Amira is not just to show his Kavana. If Yehoshua is just to show his Kavana, so we know what his Kavana was. But if the Amira is a Halacha, just like the Eidim have to see the giving of the ring, because that's the Halacha that makes Kedushin, Eidim have to see the Amira, because the Amira makes the Kedushin.
He
still had the Asukim, but he didn't intend to be Mekadosh with Asukim by Sinyan.
But it's better than like Kenyan Wild and Kenyan Wild, because the Kenyan Kesef, he had that for the Kesef when he did it with the Kesef.
Baruch Be'er holds, again, this is the sticking point for people to accept the Baruch Be'er. Baruch Be'er holds that to be married, you need two things. You need A, Kesef Shtar Abiyah, pick one, and B, either Amira or Asukim by Sinyan. If you choose Amira, you're not married with Asukim Baisin. It's Kinyan Mayel Kishen Mayel, where Baruch Hu holds is no good. If you do a Kedushin with Amira, the Eidim can't say it's a Kedushin with Asukim Baisin, and you're doing Kedushin with Amira. So the Eidim have to see the Amira. They have to see, or hear rather, the Amira. They have to hear what's being said. No, the Amira is also a Chelek of the Kinyan. The Kinyan of an Isha, Amira is part of the Kinyan of Isha. I understand, but you are mechaven to do a kinyan of Amira. The chassan was mechaven to do a kinyan with Amira, even though we also did asuka by seinian or bar fair hall. The kinyan mayel kinyan shein mayel doesn't work, at least by chasma, and therefore the eidim have to see the kinyan that the chassan did. The chassan intended to be mekadesh with Amira, and if you intend to do with Amira, the eidim have to hear the Amira. Every chasna is a sukkah by sinyan. A sukkah by sinyan only means the circumstances show the intention. Yeah, the circumstances clearly show the intention.
So why is that
automatic? Every chasna is a sukkah by sinyan. Baruch Be'er would be maida that if the chasna didn't say an amira at all, he was under the chuppah and he just gave her a ring without an amira, it's good. It's a sukkah by sinyan, a badah. But if the chasna was mechavin to marry her with amira, then the Eidim have to hear the Amira, because the Amira is a din. It's not just to show his das.
Is it so that
Rav Mashal
is Tegilidas?
Everything is Mashmah Tegilidas, except that Rav Baruch Be'er doesn't want it that way. The question is if you can prove it. What? What's Pshat? It's not so clear. Not so clear. Mashmois and clear is two different things. If you would have such a case, I can't imagine such a case, why such a case would happen. But if you would have such a case, nothing happens. You know, it's funny, the Rav Baruch Be'er, I think, is rejected by most Achrayim. And yet, I think I have a raya from a Mishnah Berura to Rav Baruch Be'er. The funny thing, no? Bring the raya from Mishnah Berura to Rav Baruch Be'er. I want to read to you a Bir Halacha, at least part of it. I'm going to take you to a different Masechta. Okay, we'll learn Kedushin. We'll talk now about Hilchos Kriyas Shema. And if I may, it seems to me to be a riot or a Baruch Be'er. Okay? In Shulchan Aruch it says there's a mitzvah to learn Kriyas Shema. Simas Samach Beis, the first Bir Halacha. There's a mitzvah to learn Kriyas Shema, as you know, every morning, every evening. And if you want, Yachal HaKreisa B'chol Lashon. It doesn't have to be in... Lashon Kodesh. If you have somebody who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh, you can read it in English. If he says Kriyas Shema in English, it's good. Yachal HaKreisa B'chol Lashon. So let me ask you a shayla. What about Chinese? Is Chinese good? Of course it's good, right? Chinese is also Yachal HaKreisa B'chol Lashon. Right? The person saying it understands. HaKreisa B'chol Lashon. Chinese is also good, right? The Bir Halacha, he says, nearly bepshitus, the oisan devarim hanemarim b'chol lashon. He says that these things. He says Shema, Shmoneh Esrei, benching. Very often you have a Friday Yid comes to your house and it comes to benching. You can't read Hebrew, so you give him an art scroll and let him say it in English, also in English. And what's the fourth thing? He says Kiddush. He lists Tefillah, Berachas Hamazon, Kiddush, that could be B'chol Lashon. Does he say more than that? Berachas HaMitzvah, the Bracha Rishayna, and Hallel, many things that could be said B'chol Lashon. He says all these things that you could say B'chol Lashon, Hudafka im anshei oisei medina bedabrim kach. Dafka, if in that country, that's the language. If if the people in the country generally don't speak Chinese. Rakhu va'oid eza anashim yichidim yoidim ze haloshim. Just a few people in the country know. He doesn't say how much is a few. But let's say it's a language that most people in the country don't know, and only a small number of people know. So lo nechshav loshim klal medina zu. That's not called the language. You're not yoidim. That's a chiddush. Okay? Yeah, the chiddush. What? A Russian that reads Russian, so it shouldn't be Yaitza, according to this. You need, I don't know how many people you need, but you need, according to this Bir Halacha, that the Anshei Yaitza Medina talk the language. That's what they say. What? Spanish in New York is probably, English, depends where, I suppose. You see, you're getting into Lamayim, I talk Lamayim. Let's talk here. I don't know how you decide. Who knows which language? But I think. Look, you can go to Chinatown and people talk Chinese. So I don't know. Chinatown is different. But I'm talking now the Lamaisa, right? Take a language, which for sure people in America don't speak. Okay? French. You take a language that nobody speaks. A few people know the language. So. Whatever the language might be, it's not the issue now is not to apply it halacha l'maaseh. The issue is the din. So it's no good. Okay, can we understand this bir halacha pisvara? I guess he says a bepshitus, nearly bepshitus. Say it's a pshitus. I don't know, but once he says it, I can understand. You have to say the lashon kodesh. Lashon kodesh, even if no one understands, is good. Lashon kodesh is good, even if you go to some far flung to the Congo and you speak lashon, it's also good. That's the etzem alosh. Other languages have to be that people speak in that place, and then that's good. It's not the language. He has to say it. Understanding is not good enough. If I make up, me and my friend make up a code language, I can't say shema in that language. So he says it's only a language where they speak it, not where they don't speak it. Okay? When things are with it, that's not my point. This is what it says in Bir Halacha. Now this itself, okay, has nothing to do with Kiddush. But then he says, Raya l'dvarai. He says, Raya mikiddush and avacham and aleph. The Gemara in the next Amid. The Gemara is going to say, Ha'aymer charufasi b'Yehuda mekudeshes. If you use a certain word, charufasi, harayah charufasi, b'Yehuda, it's good Kiddush. Shekein b'Yehuda kairam arusa charufa. Because people in Yehuda call a married woman her erisin charufa. Avo b'shari mekayim yaseinu b'kodeshes. Av sheshneyem kivnu l'shem kedushin. V'kedushin u'b'chaloshin. Even though they both have kavanah for kedushin. He speaks that language and she speaks that language. And they both mean it. And even the Edim know that language. Av api kein. Kivan de ain loshin zel loshin kedushin ba'isim makim have a kilu nasan kesef aloy amaklal de ainu mukadeshes. So this halacha we see two things. First of all, he says that we can compare kriya shema to kedushin. I'm going to bring a raya from kedushin to kriya shema and berachas hamazon. What even that? Why? Birchas Hamazon, it's a nusuf that you have to say. Kriya Shema is a nusuf you have to say. Kedushin, I would have thought Kedushin, I'm just Megala my Das. What's the difference if I use sign language or I use any language? I would have thought Kedushin, not like Birchas Hamazon, not like Shema. Shema, there's a nusuf. You have to say a certain nusuf of Shema. Kedushin, there's no nusuf Kedushin. You just have to convey your machshava. Vice dice the Bir Halacha holds. No, that Kiddushin, like Birchas Hamazon and like Shema, has a specific nusach. Has to be said properly. Now, first of all, from the Dimian it's a rai. But more so, from the Etzem Din, he says, and the truth is in Eben Ezer and Simchav Zayin, that if you go to a country where nobody speaks this language, you go to In Eretz Yisrael, Chinese. No one speaks Chinese. In New York, you can think so. Let's hear in Eretz Yisrael. Nobody speaks Chinese in Eretz Yisrael. So you have a man, a woman, and two Eidim. They all understand Chinese. And he says to her, Ariyat Mukudeshes, leave at the Bazu, and however you say it in Chinese, I don't know, but he says it to her, and she understands it, the Edom understand it, it's not a good Kedushin. Now, how in the world could you explain this if not for a Baruch Be'? Let's say we didn't learn a Baruch Be'. How would you understand that psak? How do you understand it? He knows the language, she knows the language, the Edom know the language, and it's not a good Kedushin. How would everyone explain this outside of if not for Rabbi? Let Rabbi bear, it's very good. Is that halacha that you need an amira? That din you need an amira, just like the Shema, you have to have an amira, right? You have to be noitzim epicha. So just like by Shema, there's a din that you need an amira. It's got to be either lashon kodesh or the language of the medina. So by kedushin also, it's either lashon kodesh or language of the medina. But what? We have by Kedushin.
Why do we even have to hear?
Because, according to Baruch Be'er, the Amira is not just a Gilei Das. The Amira is it's a halacha, the Torah is Kaveya, that in order to be married, you need Kesef, or Shtar Bia, plus Amira, or Asuka Baisei. But you need.
That's what everybody should know.
That's what Baruch Be'er is saying. What Baruch Be'er is saying that it's not so everyone should know. Pashup Shad is so everyone should know. But Baruch Be'er says, no, it's not so everyone should know. It's a halacha that the Torah was mechadish that you need Amir. It's a din Torah. It bothers me because I understand that Baruch Be'er is a chiddush. And I understand Rav Chaim is a chiddush. And I understand that the halacha, come out, everyone disagrees with this. Pashup Shad, Amir is just to convey your das. That's Pashup Shad. And as we learn through the Perek, we'll have rayas against Baruch Be'er. But this one din, it disturbs me. How do you explain this din? If Leira Baruch Be'er, it's good. Chinese in Eretz Yisrael doesn't satisfy the Torah's requirement of din Amira, not for Kriya Shema, not for benching, not for Kedushin. But without Leira Baruch Be'er, how do you satisfy this halacha? How do you explain this halacha?
What about using the Edom? No.
You need an Amira because it's a din Torah, you need an Amira. Memela, the Edom have to understand.
Okay, but nobody else has. The whole point of this Memela is everybody else
understands
it.
You see, the Be'er Alokha can't mean that others have to understand it because you don't need anybody else in the room.
So then why does that have to be learned as everybody else understands?
Because he says those aren't words. It's not Amira. Let me ask you a question. Let's say I go over to two Edom before the Chalpa and the Kala's there, and I tell the two Edom and the Kala, you know, when I say the word, pick any word, I say the word potato, I mean Hariyama Kodesh. You should know, when I say the word potato, I mean Hariyama Kodesh. Okay? And then I go under the chuppah, and I say potato, and I put the ring on my finger. Is that good Kedushin? Is it good Kedushin? What do you think? Well, if not for a Baruch Be'er, I would say, you know, maybe he has to have his head examined, but it's a good Kedushin. He's clear. It's obviously clear what he means. It's clear what he means, right? I would say it's a good Kedushin. So to a Baruch Be'er, no, it's not a good Kedushin. It's missing an Amira. That's not Amira. You didn't say it. You didn't say Hariyat. If Hariyat is just to show my Kavana, so I can pick any nutty way to show Kavana, it's also good. But if it's a halacha that you need Amira, then you need the Amira, just like by Shema and Berachas
Hamazon. And why would there be Shema and Berachas
Hamazon? Now, you can start up with the whole Be'er Halacha. By Shema itself, why does it have to be an Amira that everybody understands? I could talk about it, but it's going to sidetrack you from the issue. As we're learning Kedushin, we're accepting. Mishnah Berurah says Amir is good b'chol lashon. You know, if the halacha would be Shema must be in Hebrew, so it has to be in lashon kodesh. If the halacha is it could be b'chol lashon, it's b'chol lashon, but it has to be a lashon. It has to be a language. It can't be a non-language in this place. It has to be a halacha's kodesh, so accept it. Now, when we learn brachas, we declare why it's that way. But once we accept such a psak of the Be'er Halacha, that Shema, I think we could live with it, we could understand it. But now to extend that and say it's dumya, not only is dumya the kedushin, Allah is makar is a raya from kedushin. That means Kedushin also is a din amira. That's what it looks like from this Bir Halacha. That's what it looks like. Somebody have a teretz? You have another way to understand why speaking Chinese in Eretz Yisrael shouldn't be a good Kedushin? Yeah, I don't know. Any other explanation? I wish I had another explanation. Why shouldn't it be good? If he and she and the Eidim understand Chinese, so why is it no good? Why shouldn't it be good?
Without
Rav Baruch Pei, it's only Gilui
Das.
Why isn't it a Gilui Das? It's not a Gilui Das.
The Gilui Das, what points to the Eidim is going back to before, is only because of probably in the whole world. So everyone has to know. When speaking Chinese, no one's going to know about it.
The Eidim can't explain it to the world? If I'm a Kaddish in front of two Eidim, and there's nobody else in the room, it's a good Kiddush. Either world doesn't know, so we rely. If the Eidim know, then anybody who wants to find out can find out from the Eidim. Right? That's what we say. So what's the difference if I told them in Chinese? If I tell them Chinese in China, if I fly to China and I do it there, it is good. Even though in Eretz Yisrael, somebody still will have to tell them. But the part is, it has to be a language of that place.
Maybe because everyone over there has to be able to understand it.
Let me tell you, even if I would agree with the point you're making, it still wouldn't answer why it's a dimyan to Birchas Hamazon and Kriya Shema. So you're telling me it's Halach and Kedushin that everybody has to know, has to be able to understand it. Which I disagree, I think only two Eidim. But even if you'll say the way you're Mahalach, you still won't be able to explain the dimyan to Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is a Halach of B'chaloshin. And here it's a Gilui Das. In other words, even if you're talking what you're saying, so it's not a right to bench
it. It's
a pretty big thing to say that the Mishnah Berurah agrees with our fair. I mean, still a pretty big raya. That's not as much as saying that it's a raya, I mean, from the Etzem Din. Okay. I think it's a raya anyway, because it's not a halacha the whole world has to know. It has to be said in front of Eidim so that if anybody ever wants to find out, it should be provable. Right. There's no din that everybody has to be told about.
Why? That's a sign.
If there are sukkim by Sa'inyan, you mean?
Right.
So that's the second thing. You know, the Bir Halacha is not up to talking there are sukkim by Sa'inyan. He's not going into sukkim by Sa'inyan. He's no learning Hilchos Kriya Shema. He's not going into it. But you're right in the fact. Rav Baruch Pei is saying Takatu Chidushin, you could separate. Rav Baruch Pei's first Chidush is that it's a Din Amira. And that, L'chair, it's a Raya from here. His second chiddush is that if you're also asukim by sinyan at the same time, and the Eidim didn't hear the amira, so you can't say, okay, I'll fall back on asukim by sinyan because it remains like kinyamayel, kinyashenamayel, doesn't work. So you're right, it's not a proof to the second part of Baruch Beh. But the ikr part of Baruch Beh, his ikr chiddush, is that it's a din amira, and that, l'chayr, it's a raya too. That an amira, there's a halacha, how the amira has to be. It's not just the Gilui Das. Okay, this is the Raya to Rav Baruch Ber. The Alamaisa Chelkim on Rav Baruch Ber. Obviously, most of the Chelkim don't say so because they never heard of Rav Baruch Ber's Chiddush. But one of the Rayas, the Kashis on Rav Baruch Ber, is from a Mishnah in Gittin Daf Pei Aleph. The Mishnah says that if someone gives his wife a get, and afterwards, lon imai bepundik, they both spent the night in the same hotel room, and they were eidei yichud, they saw them go into a room together. So the Mishnah says, havi kedushin. Because we assume, if it's husband and wife, we make certain assumptions that he was Bayal Har and that he was Bayal Har L'Shem Kiddush. And there, it's only an Umdina. It's only an Umdina. There was neither an Amira nor a Sukkim Vaisa Inyan. They didn't talk about marriage in front of Eidim. There was nothing. There was just the fact that they were married in the past. So they already had this relationship. And after he gave her a get, they were long in Bepundik. They stayed in one room together overnight. So there's an assumption that it was Bia, and there's an assumption that it was L'Shem Kiddush. That assumption is just an umdana. It's just an oimer adas. We estimate his das that was his intention. L'chaira, that would be not like Rav Baruch Be'er. So Baruch Be'er's whole thing is that Amira is not just to tell the intention, you need Amira. So what do you have there? There you don't have not Amira, not a supervisor in you. If you learn like Rav Shimon says that the whole Amira is just to show the Das. So then the Mishnah is good. If the whole Amira is to show the Das, so if you have a Hechat Himtza, we have an Umdana as to what the Das was, then it's also good. This Rav Shimon brings this Rayin, the Shari Yosher and Shar Zayin, Perikud Beis. Seif Perikud Beis, he brings this Rayin, and this is a Rayin the other way. Well, Maisa, this is something that we're not going to paskin when we finish Kedushin. If we paskin in Baruch Be'er, we don't. But the Rav Baruch Be'er is in one mahalach and it's another mahalach. The arayah is to both sides. It would be nice to be able to have a clearer answer on the arayah to Rav Baruch Be'er, because Rav Baruch Be'er is the mechudish de kashita. A component, these are two ways to learn on the Amira. What? No, brachis are not totally. What do you mean? The brachis. I don't think anybody. I think when Rapam was chayshish for Baruch Be'er, it was lechumra. It wasn't mikra din. I can say brachis over. Okay. Explain. Again, the raya from Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin, the Mishnah in Gittin says that if a couple was once married, they get. And they spend the night together in a hotel room. And they're eight day yichud. Eight of them go to yichud. So Harry's a kedushin. They need to get it again. It's a second marriage. According to Rav Baruch Be'er, why is it a marriage? There was no amira, and there was no sukkah by saying. So we're saying kiva shali by gaspa. With becheskas that ain't the mashav yosef yiznus, it was bayal har. And since ain't mashav yosef yiznus, it was l'shem kedush. That means that we have an umdina that he was bayal har l'shem kedush. An umdina, we have a way of approximating that he did it. The whole rabbah there is that you can't do kedush with an umdina. A yad is not a kedush. The at, we also have an umdina, but it's not a kedush because it's missing amira. It's neither amira nor sukkah basin. Here also, he didn't do not an Amira, and he didn't do Asukah Vaisenya. He just did something which for us is an Umdana, and it means Kedush. So that's a Raya, not an Umdana. That an Umdana of his Das is not good enough. The Baruch Be'er is not good enough. They would see it as good enough. Maybe you'll say the case in Gittin is better than Asukah Vaisenya. You say maybe going into the yichud room together, going into the hotel room, that's him going in, is like a sukkah by sinyan. Well, the Gemara says, it's machlokes b'shami sil, the Gemara says b'shami holds other mashiv yasav yasav and b'sil says ain't other mashiv yasav yasav. So we assume he doesn't mean tznus. Why would he mean tznus if he can make a dish? Maybe it's a teretz. Maybe it's a chiddush. That going into the yichud room, going into a hotel room like that, that blights a sukkah by seinian. Maybe that's a problem. What?
He didn't have to hear that.
Right. We'll see it.
They
didn't see them go into a room together. You should need an amira. The sukkah says you should need an amira down.
Why would you think that he's gained? Why would you think they're doing it from
Shem Kedushin? Pashas is not a sukkah.
What? Why would you think he's going to a
Well, once we assume he's being mezana, and we know him to be an otherwise firm person, if you be a friar, you do mezana all the time. You're right. We're talking about. So obviously something they have some rapprochement if they're going into taking a room together. So we assume that that's there. Okay. At any rate, this is the machlokes. Now we come to our Rashba. Okay, this is the machlokes, and this is it's a yediyah. It's an important yediyah to know. To mahalchim. Now we come to our sugya. Nasan hu va'amrehi is a safek kiddush. So the Rashba asks, why is Nasan Hu V'Amrahi any worse than Asukim V'Aseinyin? That's the kasha the Rashba asks in Asukim. Nasan Hu V'Amrahi Safek Kiddush. Why is it Safek Kiddush? It's Asukim V'Aseinyin. She said that we're going to be married. Why does that not remain Begeder Asukim V'Aseinyin? Emphat the Rashba. And if you want to see the Lashon HaRashba, it's here on the Sugya. In the Rav Naftali, who explains the Rashba, he quotes him verbatim in the first paragraph. The Rashba says that it's a chsarin in the Eidus by Nasan Hu V'Amrahi. The Eidim didn't see his Amira. By Asukim V'Aseinyin, the Rashba assumes that he's at least saying something. Asukim Baisinim means Asukim. They're both talking Baisinim. So he's saying something about marriage. But by Nasan Hu V'Amrahi, she's saying something about marriage, and he's not. So it's Chasar and Adis. The Adis did not see him being Isaac Baisinim. So the Rashba, Mamela, it's no good. It's Chasar and Adis. This is what it says in the Rashba. So Nasan Hu V'Amrahi is no good. Why? Some type of chesaron in the Eidei Kiddushin. Now, Fred, the Rav Naftali, if you look at the beginning of the Rashba, before he gets into all the lamdis, the first words he says is Nasan Hu V'Amrahi is no good. Why? Kiyikach v'loi kisikach. Because you need kiyikach and not kisikach. So Rav Naftali says this, there seems to be a stira in the Rashba. Why Nasan Hu V'Amrahi is no good? First he says, Ki yikach v'loi kisikach. And then he says, it's chesaron in Eidus. Make up your mind. Is it a chesaron because Ki yikach v'loi kisikach, because he has to do the Amira because of Ki yikach? Or is it because of chesaron in Eidus? Seems to be a theory. The Rashba seems to be giving us two different reasons. And the Rashba doesn't call it two reasons. He seems to call it all one thing. Why Nasan Hu V'Amrahi? What's the problem? Is the problem Ki Yikach like Ki Sikach? Fine. Is the problem Chesaron in Eidus? Also fine. How do you merge the two together? So Naftali explains, and I'm going with the very beginning, the way he explains it at first. Afterwards he gets into a more complicated aspect of it. But if you take the Rav Naftali, the first paragraph is the Rashba. Second paragraph, and the Kasha on the Rashba. There's rather a mistake. If you learn the Rav Naftali inside, it's a mistake. He says, when he asks the Kasha, he says, Ka'amar bi Gemara, that it's ki yikach v'loi kisikach. There's no Gemara that says it. What he meant, what the typist made a mistake, he should have said, Ka'amar la'el. It could be the person who wrote it and gave it to the typist. We wrote Ka'amah La'el, and the typist thought it's La'el in the Gemara. But what he means is that the Rashba himself says it earlier. So Rav Naftali asked, this is theory in the Rashba, in the second paragraph in the Rav Naftali, he said the following answer. We know that Eidei Kiddushin have to know the entire Maisa Kedushin. Eidei Kedushin do not have to know things that are not part of the Maisa Kedushin, even if they're very important. The mashal I think I gave you last time we had this idea was the Eidei Kedushin don't have to know that the woman, let's say the woman is Jewish. Maybe she's not Jewish, maybe it's not a Kedushin. Or maybe he's not a Yid, and then she's not an Eishes Ish. Or maybe she's his brother, his sister, so it's not a Chasen. Inga's Kedushin to sister is not a Kedushin. Eidim don't have to know all these things. Eidim have to know the Maisa Kedushin. They'll come to Bezdin and tell Bezdin what they saw. Now, if Bezdin will have someone will say, what do you mean he's not Jewish? So that'll be Bezdin's job to investigate. That's not the Eidim's job. The Eidim have to report what they see. That's the job of Eidim. They have to report what they see. And more than that, that's not a chelik in the Eidim, that's a side thing. In Shulchan Aruch it says that if a man tells a woman a lashon, Hariat Harufasi, he says to her, which is a good lashon. Hariat Harufasi. Now a man learned Masechtas Kedushin and he knows Hariat Harufasi is a good Kedushin. What about the lady? Does she know what he was talking about? What in the world does Hariat Harufasi mean? You ask a girl, she'll have no clue what it is. Does she understand? So Shulchan Aruch it says that the Besdin has to be Mevar that she understood. If she understands, so it's good. But Rav Naftali is Medayik, really it's Avni Meluim that already made the deal. That the Eidim don't have to know that she understands the word Harufasim. Because the Eidim see a man say Hariat Harufasim. Now if he said it, you always assume, if a man says a word, you assume he knows what he's saying. So the Eidim see, he says Hariat Harufasim. They know what he meant. And he gives a ring to her. So it's a good Kedushin. They didn't know if she understands it. Zok Reb Naftali, that's not a part of the Kedushin. Her understanding it, so Bezdin will investigate if she understood. That's not a part of the Kedushin, if she understood. Why is it not a part of the Kedushin? Because Ki Yikach, like Ki Sikach tells us, that what the man does, that's the Maisa Kedushin. If they have to know the man knows what he's doing, that's part of the Maisa Kedushin. The man's das, that Eidim have to know. Her das, Eidim don't have to see that. A woman in a Maisa Kedushin is passive. She's like the Ran once we had said, she's Mafker Atzma, Mafkeras Atzma. She leaves herself open to Kedushin, that's all. And the man is Mekadosh. Her das is not part of the Maisa Kedushin. It's a din that she has to know. So Bezdin investigates. But it's not part of Ki Yikach. It's not part of the Maisa Kedushin. All Eidim have to know is the Maisa Kedushin, which is they have to see the giving of the ring, and they have to hear the Amira, and they have to know his das. They don't have to know her das. The Melas of Rav Naftali, that's Pshat of the Rashba. If not for the Pasuk Ki Yikach Ulai Ki Sikach, I could have thought that the Eidim don't have to see his das either. Maybe his das is also something Bezdin should investigate. Eidim will say they saw the giving of the ring. That's good enough. From Ki Yikach Ulai Ki Sikach we learn that the Eidim have to know that he's doing a kicha. Eidim have to know his intention. Memela, that's the first step in the Rashba. Kikach like Kisikach teaches us, Eidim have to know his intention. Memela, the second part of the Rashba makes sense. What's the second part? The Rashba says that Nasan Hu Vamri, he is no good. Why? Because the Eidim don't see his intention. The Eidim don't see it. Since they don't see his intention, so Memela is no good. So Zotra and Aftali, the two parts work together. His intention, Eidim must see, Kikach like you see God. And by Nasan Huva, Amrahi, you don't see his intention. What? In which case? You need her haskama, but is that something that Adam have to see, or something Bezin can be mevar? That's the issue. You need her haskama, and you need her to be a Jewish woman, and you need her not to be a sister. But that's not the Maisa Kedushin. So he's saying no, that ki yikaf, like you say, only the kicha is. The woman is mafkaris asma, she makes herself available. She doesn't do anything in the Maisa Kedushin. Maisa Kedushin is ki yikaf, like you see. This is Rav Naftali's explanation of our sugya. This is explanation of the Rashba, the way the Rashba explains the Gemara. Now, our job would be, his explanation of the Rashba fits well into the Rashba. What would be challenging for us is to go back and understand if this Rav Naftali's explanation of the Rashba is flowing with Rav Baruch Ber's Mahalach or with the other Mahalach. It becomes very complicated. So what you have to do is digest the two Mahalachim, Rav Ber's Mahalach, the other Mahalach. Then you have to look at the Rav Naftali and see if this Rav Naftali stims better. Does he mean Rav Baruch Ber's Yisai? That his Das is part of the Kedushin, is that what he means? Or is this Rav Naftali understandable without Rav Baruch Ber's Yisai? So that's already a challenging thing, which the yeshiva, I remember when we learned Kiddushin Baruch Chazan. Chazan was a Talmud of Baruch Ber. So he insisted that this Reb Naftali is the same as Reb Baruch Ber, and it's a Rashba. That this Reb Naftali shtims, he's saying Reb Baruch Ber is Yisai. And then we argued about it. This Reb Naftali is saying Reb Baruch Ber is Yisai. So this is a challenge for Chazara. I assume all of you are ahead of me in the Gemara. You should take the Reb Naftali and try to understand it and see which way it goes. I would appreciate very much if you could answer the Bir Halacha, the Rai from the Bir Halacha. Tomorrow, we're left still the last piece of Ran that goes up from the bottom up to the top. He talks about Chazaka. We're going to spend time, most of Shia tomorrow. Maybe we'll get a little further in the Gemara, but not much further. That last piece of Baruch Ber, where he talks about Safik Kedushin and Chazaka, so that means Hashem is the time.